Ireland, you know, that record is all Nick.
Yeah.
He did what he does, and he's like, I'm just going to record a bunch of covers. Is that cool? I'm like, fly out or my friend.
Yeah. Do your thing. Do your thing.
He's a talented, talented man.
I'm very happy to know him, and I'm very excited to get to see him back in where he belongs.
Interesting with the Green Willow one is, so over the years, he's made demos.
Yes.
Which back in the day were like, you know, shitty acoustic guitar into a tape recorder. And then it went into like, you know, basic Pro Tools.
Yep.
But Green Willow, he actually did all the tracking and did everything himself.
No shit.
Yeah. Mastering everything.
Does anyone else play on that album?
I think the fiddle was done in the studio.
No shit.
Everything else is computer.
Huh. Wild stuff.
Crazy shit.
Wild stuff. We live in the future.
We live somewhere.
That's true.
We're still up on Burnaby Mountain talking into microphones about records.
Just staring longingly into each other's eyes as you sip a PBR.
Still. It hasn't changed much.
No. Like I said, it's all circular. That's why it's roll and go.
Yeah, there you go.
Again, you're tuned into CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm here with the stupid Swedish bastard himself, Marco Beery of the Dreadnoughts, who you can catch for their annual punk extravaganza at the infamous Rickshaw Theater, March 17th and 18th. 18th is sold out, is that correct?
They're both sold out.
They're both sold
today.
Out. No shit.
Gone.
Well, kids, all right, turn off the radio. There's no point in listening to the show because we're plugging a show that you can't get into.
Suck it.
Yeah. I don't know. If you want a ticket, just don't go to the reseller market. It's fucking wild out there.
Yeah, don't do that. You're way better off just texting us.
Yeah, text someone.
If you're listening to this, there's chances you can text them.
Yeah, just hang out at the door. You can listen from the street. It'll be fine. We're all out there having smokes anyways. It's almost like being at the show. It'll be fine.
The one thing I would like to add, on the second night, if you're a Days and Days fan, which you haven't talked about yet, but they're coming up, and you missed the boat to get the tickets, they're playing the Thursday at the Cambie. We added a second show because the show is sold out.
That's true. Speaking of which, you can catch them with this band right here. It's a little band I like to call Terminal City Rats.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I heard their drummer's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Try reading books instead of burning them.
We will remember. got some knots I can't untie. Scared to take it down the step without falling. Don't know if it's me I hate, or all found of choices that I have made. So desperate for a hole, but I can't stop myself from running. Get wasted or hide away. After 25 years of my day, it ain't bitter age. Just dry your tears. Some more to life. Prove that you're worth it when you always be good. We know. My sins in the sweat of my sobriety. Of those nights I spent face-side. The madness, it lingers. The strength comes, the strength churns. Just carnal or not. And it's growing weary face. The fingerprints of innocence. No less selfish life. The time's grown now to feel sorry for yourself. It's been so long. With my own two hands. After 25 years of my jaded. Not everyone's trying to hurt you. Prove that you're worth it. We've always been good. We know.
school down.
Tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Balkan Schmalkin, the 16 brass polka Balkan. I don't even know what to call them. Just phantasmagoria. That song was called Kib Ori. You can check out that and whatever madness that they are playing on. Are they on the 17th?
17th
on the Friday night down at the Rickshaw Theater, March 17th and 18th, for the annual punk stravaganza put on by the Dreadnoughts. I'm hanging out here with the one and only Marco Beery, drummer extraordinaire, member of, I'm going to say, 27 bands.
Yeah, I'm down to 5, 4, depending on...
3, 2, 10, you know, it's all the same.
It's only 3 beats, so...
It's good. They're rock. They're good beats, though.
Good beats,
it's
yeah.
it's not how many beats. It's playing the right beat.
It's true.
And
it's true.
Out of those three, you've got any beat that you could possibly want or need.
It's true.
Yeah.
That means speeding them up and slowing them down is a good trick.
Hey, do pauses every once in a while. People love that shit. Just stop.
When you
just go to the kick.
When you stop at the same time as the rest of the band.
Yeah, people
but
love it.
It's not an end of a song.
No, people love cool. it. They think you're nuts. Really professional. Yeah, the Spirits do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, man, you guys are tight. We're like, no, we just know how to count it's playing 4-4.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's good. So you guys have the... you have the new album, Roll and Go, available on Stomp. You have the new digital album coming out on the 14th on Bandcamp, Spotify, all the digital stuff.
The interwebs, yeah.
Yeah, and that is that all covers? Was that what you were saying?
It's all covers, and it's one of the originals redone from the Into the North Sea Shanty album.
Oh, no doubt. Very cool. Very cool.
But yeah, we just decided to switch it up. Yeah. See what it does with label, without label. Just kind of see how it goes.
Just put it out into the world.
Put it out into the world and
let what happens.
See what the Spotify, Googly, iTunes
see if kids want to fucking go crazy on TikTok singing shanties again, or if that trend's dead.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good trend for us.
Did well. Just moved a couple t-shirts.
Yeah, can't make that up.
There you go, man.
Who would have thought in 06, like, you know what we should do? Sea shanty. So in 2020, there's going to be a pandemic and some random dude is going to do a sea shanty and we'll get more Spotify plays than like real bands.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like when I went and saw your guys' side project, Polka Time.
Oh, yeah.
At the Ukrainian Hall or whatever it was. And I'm like, if you went back in time and the first time I ever saw the Dreadnoughts, and if you told that Johnny that, like, you know, 8-9 years from now, you're going to be sitting in a community hall with like small children and old people, dancing in concentric circles to legit polka and just
doing
having
the big line with the
shoulders. Yeah, having the best time of your life just wandering around. I'm like, you would have said you're crazy, but it happened and it's fucking wild. Again, I don't know.
And then again, you know, how many people thought they would be listening to Roxette or Celine Dion or, you know, we've covered Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys, wow.
And it's always spontaneous. Remember the first time we played, I didn't know Miley Cyrus. I live under a rock.
Yeah.
I probably heard the song Wrecking Ball, but never.
And I mean, Evan can tell you about Miley Cyrus. Big fan.
Big fan?
Big fan.
Nice, nice. But it's actually a video of this. We played a show in Prague at the Rock Cafe, and obviously quite a bit of drinking because it was Prague, and Nick got into the Miley Cyrus song, and he's always giving me cues because he just randomly breaks into stuff for like 10-minute jams.
He'll do it,
And in the video, it's funny, because my girlfriend, she watched it later, and she's like, Nick was just telling me to add snare because I was just doing the kick. Yep. Again, I was doing one of my tricks.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you can hear Nick go, fuck it, punk beat. My eyes light up, and I'm like, and it's like autopilot. I just got to, if I can see Nick's thumbs move.
Yep.
When he looks back, I'm like, two bars still the punk beat.
Yep. There you go.
I've played a lot of drums behind that man.
Hey. You build a relationship, you know?
With his back section.
You understand.
I don't even need monitors.
Nah. I just watch it.
I'm like, hey, light guy, can you put it on his
just hand? His hand,
just
please.
Just his thumb.
That could help.
I just got to see it move on the neck.
That's fucking excellent. So you got the new albums coming out. You guys are doing the shows March 17th and 18th, as always, every year. It's a tradition that is built into our culture.
I think it's like 10 or 12 years something.
Yeah, it's just a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
And then you guys, are you going out to Europe? What's next for the band?
This year is a little bit random. In May, we're going to UK for 4 days. Mm. Yeah, we're playing a couple cider festivals. And then we're playing London, as always, because that's where the airport is.
Yes.
And we do really well in London, because turns out we have fans as far as Israel that fly in. Like, it's the same. Literally, like, out of the 500 people that come see us, we probably know 100.
That's because
it's
madness.
Relatively, it's super cheap to fly.
Yeah.
Over there. So yeah, people in London is easy to get to. And then we're going to the Czech Republic for Mighty Sounds. Lance is going to be there.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. And then we're playing one show in Germany near the airport because, you know, it's always good to land somewhere, play, and then...
And then just fly.
And then it's not even announced yet, but in August we have two big festivals in Holland. We're going back just for a Friday, Saturday.
Oh, fucking wild.
Turns out a random Dutch guy really loves our band and booked us again. You can't make this stuff up. Polka Punk.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to start that, but
whatever.
It's okay.
It's probably good.
All right, here. Listen to a little bit of the Gentleman's Club. We'll come back and we'll chat with Marco.
Yeah, we probably got the biggest show. The juniper and water will lead you from the slaughter. Sit down with a gentleman. Oh, la 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 Gentlemen's Club. Away!
Fair lady. later, jumping for your wages. You'll all be nipping at your cages. Club. Away! Along the lanes of London City,
Drury Lane, here we go again.
We convene this fine committee. My sons and daughters, the juniper and water will lead you from the slaughter. Sit down with a gentleman. Sit down with a gentleman.
I did not mean to cut you off there, Marco. I meant to cue up the record, and I forgot that we had autoplay going. That's my fault. It's my bad. I'll turn your mic on, too, so people can hear you talking.
Hello.
Yeah, I just learned that our daughter likes Balkan Schmalk, and that's good.
Yeah. I mean, negative one-year-old wouldn't like Balkan Schmalk?
3 months.
It's dancy. It's bouncy. It's
3 months.
That's fucking wild. The fact that you have a child in this world is wild.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy for you. I mean, I couldn't. I'm sure she's going to turn out excellent because you're pretty excellent, and your wife has a solid head on her shoulders. So between the two of you, I think you guys are going to make
one head and my body.
Yeah, one decent human being. Excellent. We got 5 minutes or so left in the show. You are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure you stick around for the Blurred Crusade after the show. It's a good time.
We haven't talked about Terminal City Rats yet.
Tell me all about Terminal City Rats. I played some Terminal City Rats.
Yeah, they're a good band.
They are good.
They're great.
They're fronted by Jameson. He's a wonderful human being. I unfortunately don't know the other members' names.
Well, there are many. So we got Mandy on guitar, Crash on guitar, mm-hmm. and then, I don't know, some weird guy that's listening to the show, too, on bass.
Mm-hmm.
I think he goes by Jer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's pretty good. You know, he writes songs. He actually plays guitar and writes all the songs, but then he plays the four string in Terminal City Rats.
That's just easier.
It's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's like, I'll write the excellence, but when I'm on stage, I just want to
Yeah, he sends just these emails like, oh, I wrote the song, I made this demo, and they're like really good, and I'm like, sweet.
Thanks,
again, he's like one of those guys.
Yeah. You got to have one of those guys.
Oh, and it turns out during COVID, their drummer couldn't play anymore, so they asked me. That was nice.
Hey. Yeah.
So now we've done two albums.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's great.
And because the new one, the one you brought me here, you were kind enough to bring me.
That's the first one we did.
Year of the Rat.
Yeah.
This is from 2020?
Yeah, and Pulled a Pin. We haven't put on vinyl yet. We just put it on the interwebs.
Like, when did that one come out? Is that this year?
We released it a couple months ago on Bandcamp, but Spotify and all that other crap just like a week ago.
Okay.
Well, it turned out really well.
We should get you all up here and chat about that as a separate thing. It's an exclusive thing.
Yeah, it's probably the most practice band I'm in right now.
No shit. Yeah. Like on schedule? Doing things, we jam
like, you know, once in a blue moon. Yeah. ATD, unfortunately, we haven't jammed in. You know, I think we almost need passport to get in the jam to make sure that nobody's changed.
Well,
Dreadnoughts, we don't jam. We just play shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you guys are spread to the seven winds like that.
Getting to the same place. And then we're at the point now where I look up and I'm like, again, I recognize Nick's hands.
Yep.
But the other members, I'm like,
well, let's hope they know the songs.
Yeah, so, thanks for practicing.
There you go, man. As it goes. Is Conrad still playing with you guys?
Conrad is. Yep. Speaking of Conrad, he also asked me to play drums in his band, Stagger and Jazz.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're gonna have a busy weekend, man.
Yeah, but Conrad is such a legend. So he learned the mandolin for the Dreadnoughts,
yes,
indirectly.
Yes.
And then, but in Europe, you have a mandolin player.
Mm.
So Nick goes, Conrad, fuck, you should play the accordion. You can come to Europe. And guess who's coming to Europe? Yeah. On the accordion.
Oh, he'll learn.
He did.
Yeah, of course he is.
Legend.
Yeah, he's like that, man.
He also plays the four-string funny guitar.
He plays fucking... He plays everything.
And he also sends me demos.
I think he does fiddle, too. Yeah, yeah, he's a wild boy.
He builds fiddles, too.
No shit.
Yeah,
that kid.
Yeah, somehow I just play drums and met all these talented people that send me emails with songs they write that I can play on.
Well, there you go,
it's
man.
It's like my day job, consulting.
You got a good
I don't know how to do things. I can consult.
Hey, I mean, someone's got to pull it all together.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Somebody's got to email Guttermouth.
That's right. Yep. It takes one email to start a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody had to make sure Days and Days can make it, you know?
There you go. Cool. Speaking of which, you can catch Termal City Rats and Days
at the Canby on Thursday.
Thursday, March the 16th.
Yeah, there's still tickets for that one, but even those, it's crazy.
I think that's sold out.
Tickets already.
I think I saw on our Instagram today that it was sold out.
No.
I think so. I think I saw Jameson post something up. I could be wrong.
I mean, unless we sold like 150 tickets today, but I know this morning we're sitting a bit. So I'm
I don't know. Okay, well, anyways, go to the Canby. Check it out. It's gonna be wild. I'm gonna really try to be there,
and I'm really gonna try to jam just with Jesse from Days and Days. I'm just gonna be like, hey man, I want to play some house. How good would it be to just jam behind it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the beat. He's got the guitar. We're there.
Yeah.
It's only two bands and an acoustic guy. We're supposed to fill 4 hours. Like, the jam is going to happen.
I'll bring guitar. We'll have fun.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. All right, that's pretty much it for the show. So go out March 16th, the Canby, Terminal City Rats, Days and Days. March 17th, Rickshaw Theater. What's the lineup on that one?
What day?
The Friday.
Oh, the Friday. Staggering Jags, Balkan Schmalken, The Creep Show. Not to be confused with The Creep Show and a Dreadnoughts.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday?
Saturday, it's going to be Terminal City Rats, The Mongoose, and then Days and Days.
Days and Days.
And then
Dreadnoughts.
Dreadnoughts.
Both nights. It'll be a good time. All right,
it's
kids.
Saturday's probably going to be better because Friday's our practice.
Yeah. Well, Dreadnoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dreadnoughts.
Days and Days, they play like 100 shows a year. They're probably practiced. Mongoose has been jamming.
They'll be fine.
Terminal City Rats jammed. So Dreadnoughts are definitely the weakest link of the weekend.
It'll be excellent. All right. That's it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Marco, thank you for coming up and hanging out with me.
By the way, I'm supposed to give a shout out to Tim. I don't know if he's still listening, but...
Which Tim? Russian Tim?
Late. No, I was talking to him on the phone, old buddy from Calgary. I'm like, dude, I'm late. I'm driving around. If you don't know how to park, gotta get off the phone.
Okay.
He's like, okay.
Hi, Tim. Bye, Tim.
And Russian Tim's a good guy, too.
Yeah, Tim's always a lovely guy. Hello. Hello. Listen to the Russian Tim show.
Great concert.
Our sister
great
show.
Great success.
Yes. He's on Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
He drives up here?
No, he's over.
At UBC.
He's at UBC.
Okay.
My sister show, sister station.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can start your day with an hour of punk rock and end it with me at an hour of punk rock.
There
it's a good
you
time.
Go.
Anyways, I'm sending one last song out to my good buddy Corey. I miss you, brother. This is The Misfits. This is Hybrid Monus. Because remember, moments like this, they never last. See y'all next week. Hold on, I fucked it up.
Hold on, 45 RPM bullshit.